Snow was falling across portions of the Midwest this morning from Iowa into Wisconsin. As we move through the day today, this disturbance will move eastward and diminish considerably. The eastern portions of the Midwest are unlikely to come up with significant amounts of moisture from this event, and the snow accumulations that are occurring in the western Corn Belt this morning will not likely get much greater, but a dusting to an inch or two of additional accumulation is possible. The most significant storm system of the day will be the one that occurs in the southeastern part of the country. Already significant ice and snow have accumulated across portions of northernmost Georgia and the heart of northern sections of South Carolina. The storm system will become a major winter event as we move forward through the next day and a half, with the most significant ice and snow expected across the Carolinas and into Virginia. There will be some snow and ice in parts of Georgia as well, and maybe some locations across Alabama and Mississippi. We don't expect the storm to have a huge impact on these more western locations. The storm is going to rob the Midwest of moisture, and for that reason, we will see this snow event coming across the region this morning to diminish before it gets into areas like Indiana or Ohio. Behind this storm system will be another one that will come into the northern parts of the Midwest. This is likely to occur tomorrow, going into the day on Friday. This secondary storm system will likely produce anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of accumulating snow from eastern North Dakota into portions of upper Michigan, with only a dusting to an inch or two possible to the south across Wisconsin and parts of lower Michigan. That system will be followed by a surface high pressure center that will keep us from seeing much other precipitation for a short period of time. But behind that high pressure system is a warming trend and a warm front that will likely bring a wintry mix of precipitation types to the northwestern Corn Belt as we move into the day on Saturday. That frontal system will lift to the northeast, and as it does, we'll likely see some of the warmest temperatures of the season already evolving across parts of the plains. That actually raises a considerable amount of concern for hard red winter wheat country. Only just days after bitter cold temperatures have impacted parts of the region, temperatures in the southwestern corner of the plains are expected to get into the 70s and 80s, and tomorrow afternoon will probably be the first afternoon in which 70 degree temperatures might occur. The heat in the southwest plains will certainly see to it that all the snow melts, and it will also bring on a significant drying trend. Eventually, crop stress is possible, and some of the winter crop may actually come out of dormancy during the next week to 10 days because of this warming trend that will likely take place. Some of the warmth will likely work its way into the Midwest, but not nearly as significantly. We have a lot more snow to melt, and we will still see some chilly temperatures across our region for the next couple of days. We probably won't see a significant warming trend in the heart of the Midwest until we get into the weekend, and at that point we will start to see the temperatures rise, but we'll probably see 30 and 40 degree readings in the north and 40s and 50s in the south as we move into the week next week. I don't expect much in the way of major storm systems for the region for a while, but look for an increase in precipitation as we move into the final days of the month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.